Auckland business leaders are warning more city businesses will close for good if the city doesn't move to orange in a fortnight. Nick Hill, the chief executive of Auckland Unlimited, says the calamity, as he and others see it, is as much about uncertainty as loss of economic opportunity. He joins us now. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning, Corin.
What is the key problem here? You'll get, obviously, move into red. There will be some further freedoms and the ability for people to go out and spend more money. You just don't see it as enough.
Yeah, look, I think there's certain hospitality businesses like restaurants that this is worth an awful lot. But then there are a whole lot of businesses where having people to get more than 100 people and having them in a location is what they're dependent upon. And I think that's still seems to be quite a long way off.
Have you been able to quantify the impact of the last 3 months in terms of the economy and business, you know, spending, this sort of thing?
Yeah, look, the measure was sort of talked about was at sort of at level four, it's about $100 million a day. At level three, it was about $50 million a day in GDP that's lost. It has been substantial.
Have you got a forecast on what it will be when you move into red?
I don't have a forecast for it moving into red.
But hopefully better.
It will be better, yes. And there's no doubt that there's real excitement in the city. It's difficult to book a restaurant at the moment. Lots of people got haircuts, and it's definitely a step forward. But I think that for businesses that require or rely on people, 100 people or more, it's still very uncertain as to when and how that will happen, and we run businesses that are dependent upon that, and particularly for the event sector.
Sure. I was talking yesterday about this issue too with Auckland, what fears in the hospitality sector in particular that Aucklanders leave over summer. Is there any data on that? It's been a while since I've lived in Auckland. A few people questioned whether I had remembered correctly.
I don't have data. It's hard to remember pre-COVID on these things, but Auckland does empty out. But then as you come into January, what happens is there's lots of events on and people tend to start to come back to work. It's a summer, we have a great holiday, and it's great then. But, this period now, this time round, what you've got is a loss of all those forward bookings into accommodation, into attractions and so on. So that's a real struggle for a lot of those businesses. There is just no forward orders.
And the 100,000 vouchers for the attractions and the discounts and these sort of things, will that be sort of curtailed in a sense if you're not an orange within, 2 weeks or perhaps a month?
For some places, that you can only get 100 people into them, that's going to fill up pretty quickly. But this is a scheme that's really about the summer. It goes through until April, it would be really, really difficult if we haven't moved into a more permissive environment by then.
Hey, thank you very much for that. That is Nick Hill, the Chief Executive of Auckland Unlimited, talking about Auckland businesses over the summer.